Anonymous is all about. And she has good clean time. She is also does a lot of service. She do our newsletter. So for those, let me tell you, a newsletter is something, good information for the addict that still suffer. And she brings the message, and that's what Narcotics Anonymous is all about, to help the newcomer and help the women in the program as well, as being a sponsor as well, like she is. She's very lovable. I hear good things from her sponsees, and I tell you, I never heard her story. I heard her share, but I never heard her story. So I'm going to be thrilled just like you. So let's welcome her, please.
I think I've been had. My name's Dottie. I'm an addict.
Hi, Dottie.
And I just came to a meeting like you all came to a meeting. And I was not expecting to be sitting here. The guy from the Palm Coast area, would you like to share?
Oh, yeah.
Won't be the first time.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I came to Florida May 31st of last year, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. How about them Buckeyes? We won't talk about the football game, just the basketball game. just for today. I came into recovery in 1975, and I was 20 years old. What brought me into the rooms of recovery was that I was losing my children. By the time I got here, I had lost a husband. I was living with my parents, who became the mother and father of my children. I really thought that I was a good mom. My perception of reality and what reality was different. And, you know, I started using when I was 12 years old. And what I learned about drugs right from the beginning, and it didn't matter what that drug was the drugs did for me what nobody and nothing did for me. I could be anything I wanted to be. I could do anything I wanted to do. I could feel anything I wanted to feel. I could say anything I wanted to say. And I learned that it was the most important thing in my life. And I didn't learn that out there, because I really thought the most important thing in my life was my children. But it was my children and losing my children that brought me to these rooms. And it was through these rooms that I learned my powerlessness and my unmanageability. And by the time I got here, all the friends I started using with didn't want anything to do with me because the person I was and the lifestyle that I lived. You know, there's nothing I'm going to tell you that's any different than anybody else's story. You know, I cheated, I lied, I stole. You know, I would sell anything and everything for a drug. And that's where it took me to. You know, and I didn't come here because I thought I had a problem. I came here because I didn't want to lose my children. When I first came to recovery, first of all, Narcotics Anonymous wasn't even around. Narcotics Anonymous didn't even come into our area until 1981. And I was able to be a participating person in starting Narcotics Anonymous in our area. You know, when I came to recovery, I was 20 years old, and I was a mother. I had been married, but I was a little girl. I had no idea how to be a woman. I had no idea how to be a mother. You know, I had no idea how to be responsible. I didn't have any idea how to do anything. You know, I mean, I started using when I was a kid. And when I came here, I was a kid. And it was through recovery that I learned how to be a lady. I didn't come here being a lady. You know, they told me to bring the body and the mind would catch up. And I brought my lifestyle, my attitude, my thinking, and my behavior. Let's see, I wasn't expecting to share this. At 16 years old, I got married. At 17 years old, I got married. And, you know, at 17, I wanted all the things that I thought people wanted. You know, I wanted to be grown up. I wanted to have my own place. You know, I wanted to cook and clean and, you know. So my perception of reality was bizarre even before I ever took a drug. My greatest drug of choice right from the beginning was fantasy. And so anyhow, I got married, you know, so I could have my own place and, you know, and cook and clean and all that stuff. And I just loved it. I loved being married for about 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden, I had this hole in me. And that was a hole that I started and continued to try to fill all my life. I always thought that, you know, if I was in a different place and did different things, and if I had a new car, and if I had a new home, and if I had a man that loved me, and, you know, I had all these things, then everything would be okay inside. You know, I was always reaching for things outside of me to make me feel okay. And it wasn't just drugs. Drugs was one of those things, but there were many things that I tried to do. And so anyhow, I got married and I thought, well, you know, really, I think if I just had a baby that would take up my time and something that would be all mine and I could take care of and all that stuff. And I loved it. I loved being pregnant. And during my first pregnancy, I never used. You know, I really wanted to have this baby, and I never used. And I was pretty miserable during that period of time, you know, and I had mood swings and cry a lot and get depressed a lot. And, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And so I had a little boy. I was 18 years old at that time, and I loved it. I loved being a mom. You know, I loved showing him off and changing his clothes 50 times a day and feeding him and waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning and showing him off. I loved it for about 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden I had that same hole. And the only thing I knew at that time in my life to fill that hole was drugs. It was the only thing. And it really was after I had my child that my using really got out of control. And I had gained weight when I was pregnant, and I was put on amphetamines. And that was the beginning of a roller coaster ride. And, it really didn't matter what drug. You know, one will get me there a little quicker, stay a little longer, did a little something different to me. But it didn't seem to matter what I did. You know, they all took me to the same place. And, I went to jail many times. And that didn't faze me. What really fazed me was losing my children. So anyhow, my mom said, either you go get help or I'm taking these children away. And I really didn't think my mom would do that. By this time, all the friends I had was gone. By this time, the home was gone. By this time, everything was gone. And